Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show, a program where we not only authenticate the truth of Christianity, we also challenge Christians themselves regarding traditions and practices that often prevent people from hearing the truth, or hearing anything at all, for that matter. I will begin with a story. Her name was Danette. I will always remember her as a woman who showed a rare courage in the face of mighty adversity, a woman willing to challenge the tide of the times and stand up for what she really believed. Indeed, many others believe in the same thing, but Danette had the guts to speak up on behalf of the silent majority. She dared to tread heavily where others would not even skate. Danette, you see, was at her wedding rehearsal. I was there too because I was going to perform the wedding the next day. So we're at the wedding rehearsal. She's giving instructions to a couple of ushers. She says, "When you seat people tomorrow, mothers and infants and toddlers are to be seated in the back with clear instructions to leave if their child makes noise. The last time I went to a wedding, I couldn't hear a thing the minister said because a baby was screaming the entire time." Those were Danette's instructions. Oh, folks, I wanted to applaud. I wanted to dance. I wanted to do cartwheels. Not because she was sharing some outrageously clever idea which no one had ever thought of before. Quite the contrary. I believe many have wanted to do the same, but instead have refrained from bursting another of those sacred cows which we Christians manufacture on a daily basis. After all, weddings are about family. How can we be respecting family if little Johnny and cuddly Doris aren't decked out in the cutest of outfits sitting next to Aunt Flossie? If they interrupt the wedding, so what? It's cute. And what's more, it's kin. Never mind the hours of rehearsal or the half year of planning which went into making this once-in-a-lifetime day a special experience no one would ever forget. Never mind that the pastor might want somebody to actually hear what he has to say about marriage, or that the couple may have written their own unique wedding vows. Never mind that their best friends are going to sing. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. What matters is the jubilant noise of youth reminding us of how wonderful it is to bring relatives together in one room. We do little better at church services. In a wedding, nobody even thinks to provide a nursery, but churches do offer such a convenience for interested parents. Still, there is always the parent who isn't interested, who doesn't want anyone else holding her baby. Yes, this sacred cow visits most churches on a regular basis, for even when childcare is offered, it is seldom insisted upon. Nobody wants to be a bad guy. Nobody wants to say, "Well, all right, if you don't wish to take your child to the nursery, we are at least going to ask that you sit in the back, and please leave the room immediately if there is the slightest peep." Sounds terrible, doesn't it? Sounds cruel, unreligious, anti-parent, and a whole host of other nasty things. Not to mention that if you say this to a first-time visitor, they might not come back. Then the numbers of the church would not go up. And what could be more important than that? Look, I realize it's not easy being a parent. I raised two children of my own. I realize that babies and toddlers are going to make noise. They're babies, they're toddlers. Of course they're going to make noise. Of course they can't stay still. Who can blame them? It's just the way they are. These are simple facts of life. Parents who have learned to ignore screeches and squirming so as to get housework done are to be congratulated. It's a skill. It's likened to three-dimensional chess. But this very virtue can be a big problem outside the home. In fact, if a parent is able to ignore the voice of a child while listening to a sermon, it may be all too easy for them to assume others are doing the same. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Dad. This is not the case. Instead, people are missing the sermon. An inability to view Loud Jr. as a problem is insensitivity at the very least, and frankly, it's downright rudeness at the very most. I am calling upon Christians to reevaluate this sacred cow because there are genuine sacred practices which the cow interrupts with its non-stop mooing. Is it compromising our high view of family to insist upon childcare? Who benefits when children ruin church services? I'll tell you who definitely doesn't benefit: the child himself. Do we really want a child's first memories of church to be mom saying, "Shh, sit still. Sit still," when that memory instead could be of loving people reading to them and playing games with them? Who are we really catering to by allowing this distracting, annoying practice to go on? We are catering to some cautious parents who do not like babysitters. The trade-off isn't worth it. Let's do away with the cow. Elsa isn't as sacred as we think. Why do we allow mothers to bring their screaming babies into church services? As Christians, do we not believe that our own gatherings are important? Supposedly, the message of a Sunday morning service is related to spiritual health and eternal life. I know you want to welcome everybody to our churches, and no mother or dad should ever be made to feel unwelcome. But if a nursery or overflow room is offered and she declines the invitation and he declines the invitation, would it really be so unloving or unchristian to be a little firmer? No, that does not mean that a mother has to be banned from the service, but if she would prefer not to be in the overflow room, if she would prefer not to utilize the nursery, encouraging her to at least take the child outside when crying begins so that others can actually hear the pastor talk is not unreasonable. After all, what is the point of church if the congregation can't pay attention to anything? By the way, Danette's ushers that day at the wedding did instruct a mother to take her baby out if the baby made noise, and the baby did start crying. The mother stood up and moved to the back door and remained there as her infant cried and screamed for the remainder of the service. Okay, so nobody heard the wedding ceremony despite the cautious but virtually ignored instructions. Never mind, it was family. And after all, isn't that what a wedding is really all about? This is Bob Siegel, making the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.